Hello and welcome. This is Perry inviting you to Live Well with Lifestyle, the Live Well Lifestyle Seminar, where we can come together with our concerns without judgment to find inner peace and love without giving up who we are to please another, where we can be authentic and truthful and respect one another's truth, where we can learn about living a peaceful, healthy, and productive lifestyle. Today, I'm really impelled to talk to you about how powerful you are and how great you are. You know, when I was a child, I couldn't figure out how God could listen to everybody's prayer at one time and answer them all. With, you know, how just like a mother with a kabillion children tugging at her all the time for her attention. And then I realized He pre-wired us. We are chip off the old block. We are endowed. We are children of God, and therefore we have this love connection inside us with all the universe. And we use it. We have the power to create whatever we want in our life, greatness or sadness or good health or bad health, whatever we want by our thinking, by the words we choose, by the energy that we put out, the vibration that we put out. And that he's not codependent. He gives you the key. You have the key to mastery to create what you want by your thinking. And so if we think positive thoughts and if we watch our verbiage about ourselves and stop limiting talks, conversations, don't limit yourself. Look at beliefs that are pulling you back and holding you back and change those. We can have it all. We can have peace, joy, harmony, and abundance follows that. Prosperity follows that. So your purpose in life is to go forth and spread joy, happiness, smiles, kindness, and love. And you'll be surprised how it affects your life. But we are human. And the other piece of the key to this mastery is understanding that we have to allow and ask. We need to ask for help. And when we are in that place of positive thinking and believing that these things can happen, the whole universe is wired to come in and help us. I had a click on my phone, so I hope I am still in contact. Maybe it's somebody trying to call on my line. So the universe wants to support you. And given what your belief is, it's how we create what we want or don't want. And I'm starting today with two awareness quotes, Abraham Hicks, Law of Attraction. The one to start with is, nothing needs to be fixed. Everything is unfolding perfectly. So when you stand in your now, accepting that all is well, then from that vibration, you become surrounded by more and more evidence that all is well. So when you believe all is well, you get to see the wellness around you. But when you're convinced things are broken, that there is pollution, or that things have gone wrong, or that the government is doing conspiracies, then what happens is you get caught up in that vibration and you begin to manifest that kind of thinking and stuff that follows it. And then you get to say, see, I told you things were going wrong. And I noticed in relation to self, to our health and our bodies, that we often limit ourselves and say, well, my mother was sickly and I'm just like her. You are your own unique individual. And another Abraham quote talking about wellness, it is not attention to the lack of wellness that makes you sick. It is attention to the lack of many things. Chronic attention to unwanted things holds you in a place of disallowing your physical well-being, as well as disallowing the solutions to other things you are focused upon. If you would focus your attention upon the experience of physical well-being as much as you focus upon the absence of it, not only would your recovery come quickly, but maintaining your physical well-being and balance would also be easy. So it's about conscious awareness and conscious speaking of what we say about ourselves. When I decided I wanted to be a motivational speaker, I can honestly say it never occurred to me that I couldn't. Even though I made a C in speech in college, even though the first book report I had to give out loud in the seventh grade, I whispered it and the teacher made me do it over because no one could hear me. I was so petrified and terrified. But by the time I realized I could motivate people and get them to laugh and have fun and enjoy life and give them a few bits of wisdom to help them create a better scenario and understand life, I just didn't know I couldn't, so it wasn't an option to go to the negative. I would give a talk, record it, and on the way home I'd listen to it, and my only thought was not how bad I did, but how could I do this better next time? How could I improve? What am I doing that's interfering with them hearing my message? Am I talking too fast? Am I talking over my lifelines? Am I not pausing? Just things of that nature. So today I want you to be very conscious of this week, your assignments. Be conscious of what you say about your body, about yourself, and about life. With wellness and health, you know, you hear people who are overweight and they say, you know, I can walk by a piece of chocolate cake and gain 3 pounds. And guess what? They stay overweight all their life. They believe that and the universe moves to support that. So it will create some way where they skip a meal and their body holds on to their fat and stores it. And the universe always supports what you're thinking, so be very careful what you think. I wake up in the morning and I lay in bed and I say, today, in every way, I am better and better and better. And by every way, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm healthier, I am more content. So all you have to say before you get out of bed, it's not, oh, today is going to be hard. Today I have a lot to do on my plate and it's going to be strenuous. Well, you're creating it to be hard and strenuous. How about I move through the day freely and joyfully, laughing, having fun, and meeting wonderful people around on the way. So you get to create your day. Intentions are everything. Set an intention for every conversation you have, the work you do, when you're going out with family or friends. You know, when you're with family, a lot of times there's inner conflict and someone doesn't like what someone else is doing and they get judgmental and things happen. My daughters are like oil and water. They're very opposite. If you have 2 children, you know what I'm talking about. They like, at one time they were into correcting each other and thinking, you need to live my lifestyle. But they have each talents and gifts, and one can't live like the other one. There's just no way. They're different types of learners. One's an auditory learner and one's a hands-on learner. So rules for one thing doesn't apply to the other. And you can't be what you're not. And they've learned to accept each other, but we were having a Easter weekend together. This was back when they were in college and high school. And all I wanted was to have both my girls together all day in peace and harmony for the weekend. Just have a lovely time. And that was my intention. I said it clearly. I wrote it down. And that was the most loving, remarkable, fun, playful weekend I believe I've ever had with my girls. We laughed, we played, there wasn't judging, there wasn't criticizing, there weren't cutting remarks, there wasn't that poking at each other. So create what you want in your life with your family, with your health, with your well-being, and do it with your thinking. Catch your negative thoughts. Again, do not compare yourself. You are unique and you're not like anybody else. You're not your mother, you're not your father. They may have had some bad habits, but you don't have to take them on. They may have had some things in their lifestyle. My father had hardening of the arteries and heart disease. That doesn't mean I will. My father was born in the 1800s. They used lard for cooking and seasoning with. He was, should have had hardening of the arteries. It was his lifestyle. Our lifestyles change, and we get to make different choices. So you can break that pattern. My mother had a lot of surgeries over her lifetime, and I would look at her body, and it just looked like railroad tracks. She had two cesarean children and a kidney operation, and I thought, I never want a scar on my body. I never want a stitch. And I've only had one time I broke an ankle and had it operated on, and that's the only time I've ever been cut on or had surgery. But I made an intention then not to go that way, not to be ill, and not to really take care of myself. So you can do this. It's easy. You just be aware of what you're thinking. Put yourself in a happy thought. If you're depressed in a down mood, think about a time when it was happy. I go so much to that weekend with my daughters, and we laughed and we played. We had a little room on a river, and, you know, we hid Easter eggs. I mean, we were grown up, but we were playing like children. We sang and we danced and we skipped down the street. So create your own destiny. And remember, every day wake up and say, every day in every way, I'm getting better and better and better. I'm stronger, wiser, healthier, and more content. You can even put, I'm happier in there. When you're happy, people around you are happy. It's not about doing and efforting, it's about being. I have a new Louise Hay wisdom card for this time, and it says, I am taking the next step for my healing. The moment I say positive affirmations, I step out of the victim role. I am no longer helpless. I acknowledge my own power. Keep that and read it all month. Now, when you go to the, Cheryl will send out another notice that will give you a link where you can get everything, all the quotes I've discussed today. And you can get those and reread them. Put it by your bedside in the morning. Wake up and read it. It doesn't. It's one page. It won't take long to read. And our closing thought for, I do want to take us on a meditation today, but before I get to that, I wanted to say that next week's teleseminar on clay is canceled because I'm going to be out of town, and it will be on the 31st, and we will send a notice out, but generally it's 1 week clay, 1 week meditation, 1 week clay, so there's going to be a break there, and I just wanted to give you a heads up for many of you listen to the clay seminars too. I would love to hear from you all, from emails, from, you know, if you have something you want to talk about on the phone, if you'll click *2, it will show me you'd like to come on the line with me, and I can open the line and we can talk, and you could tell me about anything, or you can just go to me privately. But I would also invite you, if you're on your computer, to ask a question or something that you want to discuss. I think we did one time talk about worry and how to be worry-free. Worry is just a choice. And when you're worrying, you're manifesting what you're worrying about. And worrying, you're either futurizing or pasteurizing. You're not in the now moment. And most of the time, being human, we think the worst possible scenario of whatever it is we're worrying about. If we're worrying about or trusting, we're not trusting that we raised them with the right influence in their life and the right values, that they won't find their way. You know, if you give them that as a gift, that's the most great gift you can, and then step back and allow them. Yes, they'll go down a few wrong roads, but we redirect and reconnect. How did you learn? Did you learn just because someone told you, you don't do this, you do it this way? We all have to touch the stove to learn that it's hot. But trust that they will come back. And oftentimes, like I said, I give my children to God. I said, I am out of control. We worry when we feel out of control. And somehow we think if we worry harder, that I'm actually going to mental telepathy connect with them and everything is going to be better. But worrying just makes it worse because you're worrying about, particularly if you're worrying about bad outcomes. See them having the wisdom to find the path and make the right decision. You know, Great Expectations, you've heard of the teacher that had inherited the worst class in school. She had all the kids who were problem kids. She thought they told her she had the excelling class. And she treated them as if they were the excelling class, and they ended up to be the best class in that age group of kids. So hold that space for them. Hold that belief for them. You know, you don't have to tell them how to do life. You can just say, you know, I know you'll figure out the way. If you'd like to ask me some questions, I'm here for you. But I think you can figure it out. And we try to give them our advice before they ask, and they feel belittled by it. They almost feel like, you're not trusting me. Leave me alone. Let me do. Let me learn. My grandson told me the other day I was over-coaching him at baseball, that I need to let the coach coach him. And that brought me back home because, you know, I'm human too. The reason I'm talking about these things is because I've lived them and I know them and I've been there, done that. So again, I'm going to ask if anybody has any questions or would something, a subject you'd like to talk about. You know, great peace comes from accepting yourself and others and accepting the world around you. Just be in peace with what you are. Look for all the good things in your life. And every time you think a negative thought about someone, follow it with two positive thoughts about them. Focus on their strengths, not what you see as their perceived weaknesses. And that goes for our inner directed work, too, on ourselves. I think it's so important that we stay positive in that regard. And I really like having an attitude of doing this. I do have a clay question here from Gary. I'm taking the clay and I see tiny black specks in my bowel movement. What could that be? Well, it could be something, toxins that the clay is pulling out. It could be eggs from parasites. It could be something that you've eaten that you've never noticed before. I try not to look. Sometimes it'll scare you. You know, some days it's orange and I have to think, what did I eat today? And I went, oh, I had a snack and I ate the red bell peppers. And then the next day it's dark green. And what did I eat today? I ate spinach. I ate a whole lot of spinach. So I just trust that the clay will carry out what it needs to expel. And I don't try to analyze it. Again, trust the clay, pretty much like we're wanting to trust life and the other people. So thank you, Gary. And I'm sorry, some people may be listening in thinking this is the clay seminar where we do Q&A about calcium bentonite clay, but this is where we're talking about lifestyle changes where we can live a healthy life. And how to manage our diseases or our aches and pains a little better. All right. I'm going to start us on a meditation. And I want to share with you how you can take yourself to a completely different place in your mind. The mind is a powerful thing. And whatever you think about is what you're manifesting and creating, either I can do or I can't do. So open to the possibilities that there's always a solution and life can get better, that you're not in the box of no hope, that there is hope, and that things will get better. And I wrote an article once called Ruidosa Mountain Magic, and I'll have a link to this on the information that Cheryl's going to send out to you if you want to come back and have these quotes and go through these. But I'm going to read this to you, and we're, I know it's not wintertime. We're starting to get into summer and hot weather in Texas, and but we're going to take a winter meditation today. And often there's nothing more beautiful than a day with fresh snow on the ground. So I'm going to read you an article I wrote a while ago, and then we're just going to do some deep breathing and try to get out of our thinking. You want to let go of thoughts and hold that space between thoughts as long as you can. And when a thought pops in and all of a sudden you're doing your grocery shopping, just be aware of it, breathe in, and release the thought. Just let it go. You don't have to beat yourself up about it. It's learning to create that space of stillness so that you can hear from your intuitive guides and know. And, you know, often people meditate and ask questions. How can I help my business? What can I do to improve my relationship with my daughter, with my partner? Whatever the case may be, how can I improve my business and increase our volume or our visibility? And when you meditate and get still and instead of trying to think and analyze, creative thoughts will come to you on an article to write or anyway, an action step to take. And then you take the action step. Okay? So here it is. I'm going to put a little background music on. And then we'll start our journey to a winter wonderland. Let me get everything set up here. This is Ruidosa Mountain Magic. The crisp mountain air is redundant with romance. The kind that enfolds you in peace and security like a warm hug from a dear friend. The feeling of being engulfed in love permeates the senses. A yellow golden glow of a small flame flickers at juniper kindling beneath the log place fire logs, filling the small cabin with its fragrance. Crackling and popping, the flame grows to a warm dance to dispel the mountain cabin's early morning chill. The aroma of freshly brewing coffee is beyond price. Beyond the icy window panes, frost clings to the trees. The sunlight glistens off frozen crystal jewels. Majestic radiance calling to come and play. The growing fire pops and crackles in a counterpoint to the scene outside, luring you to remain inside where it's warm. Its warmth weaves a blanket of serenity perfumed for comfort. For the moment, the fire wins. The sun catches patches of snow reluctant to leave. Its glistening whiteness screams decibels of blinding light. Mother Earth beckons, and yet the fire, with its hypnotic dance and soft glow, will not easily release its warm embrace. Sounds of human activity brush the borders of your awareness, and soon the aroma of coffee mingles with that of bacon, eggs, and hash browns frying and baking biscuits. Love comes in many forms and sights, sounds, and smells in the early morning mountains of Ruidosa. It is significant to just be a human being rather than a human doing. Here, no one need remind you with words that you are loved. The harmony and beauty of Earth Mother is the teacher, the universe her classroom. All one needs to do is to be quiet and receive the abundant gifts of the loving Creator. The price of admission to this university of universities, well, all you have to pay is attention. So now I'm going to invite you to sit back in your chair, get comfortable, put your feet on the ground, relax your arms, close your eyes, and breathe. Breathe in deeply. And when you breathe in, you want to breathe in more than you think your lungs can hold. So breathe in through your nose. Expand, expand, more, more, more. Hold it, and slowly, ever so slowly, release the breath. And as you release the breath, let go of any tension you are carrying in your head, neck, and shoulders. Down through your arms, your chest, your abdomen, just melting into the chair, not holding yourself up, not leaning on your arms, but just letting the universe or the chair support you. Breathe in again deeply. Hold, 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 and slowly, slowly release, letting all the air out and a little more. It's creating a vacuum, pushing, pushing, pushing everything out. Again, in. And release. Release the worries. Release the counts, the fears. Go to that peace of love. Looking out the window on a pristine snow-covered lawn with no footprints, nothing to mar the beauty. Feeling the warmth of the cabin holding you in its arms. Knowing you are safe. And all is well, that nothing needs to be fixed. Everything is unfolding perfectly. All is well. God is good. God is love. And breathe in, and just for a while, I'm going to stop talking. I want you to follow the sound of your breathing. Breathe in, just focus on the breath coming into your nose and out. Any thoughts that arrive, let them go. And just breathe. And relax. Set everything aside for now. Go as deep as you like. Notice thoughts coming in. You're at the grocery store, you're with your children, you're planning your vacation, and allow them to go. Just release them. No thoughts, no judgment. Hold that space of nothingness, the God light within you. Be still and listen. notice thoughts of when is this going to be over, and just let it go. Totally let your chair support you. Melt into peace, joy, and harmony. If you like, you can bring your back self back to conscious awareness now, or if you want to remain here, our time is up, but I allow the music to keep playing and you can stay in your serenity as long as you like. Be sure and go to the website and find the information on this call. Thank you, and go forth knowing God is good. God is everything. All is well. And smile for no good reason. This is Perrier, gently signing out.